and Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Just the snuggliest of greetings to everyone, and welcome to Trends with Benefits. Our new theme song makes it really hard for me to pretend that I don't know what the name of the show is.
Well, speaking of, we got a brand spanking new theme song in the mail today, guys.
Yeah.
We ran down to the mailbox, the one that we all share, and we all held each corner of the package and ripped it in every direction, and inside was the beautiful new song from Andrew Clotworthy. Thank you so much for making that for us. We love you.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to come clean and say, Agata, when you told me that your friend was going to do a theme song for us, I was a wee bit skeptical.
I mean, I could tell. You straight up were like, what?
But I honestly could not have, it feels like the theme song to a much better show than ours.
Wow.
It's so good. It's perfect.
Did you have to put us down to compliment it?
I mean, even the presentation of it coming in a package and being on a floppy disk was great.
Yeah, and then the first thing we had to do was find a computer with a floppy
drive.
Exactly.
We had to go to the library.
Yeah. The old library.
Ye old library. Mm-hmm.
They serve wings there too, actually.
Yeah, they do. We had a bunch of wings.
You just can't eat them loud or they'll shush you.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Pretty bad food to serve at a library.
I would say. All the books are stained.
Yeah. There's barbecue sauce everywhere.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. I don't go there. Anyway, I'm Gabe Dannon. I'm here with my co-host July Diaz.
Hello.
And Gata.
Hello. And we have a very special returning guest. It's Anastasia Vigo.
Hey.
Thank you for coming back on the show.
Thank you. Right. It's my pleasure.
Welcome back to the old pod. What do we call this? Studios. Trendy Studios.
Yeah, that's what we call it.
Not into that word.
We're on 123 Trendy Lane.
Yeah.
That was a coincidence, actually.
And we all have one mailbox. We live in the house from the movie Help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That the Beatles lived in. No? Okay.
It's a great house. A lot of Beatles memorabilia still in the house.
With that cool sunken living room that they
have. Yeah,
I mean, that's a cool house. So, so this is a cool house, is what I mean.
It is.
Thanks.
It's the Trends with Benefits house, we call it.
We only check our mail when all of us can open it at the same time, though. It's kind of a rule we have here, just to make sure that people are not feeling left out of the process.
Yeah, sometimes we don't get to the important mail, like the bills, and the lights are just off all the time.
Yeah, my bad. I just think, I love those like special magazines they send you that have like pictures of food in them, you know?
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm a big foodie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, July's a huge foodie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you done Blue Apron, July?
I do Blue Apron. I do Red Mittens. I do purple oven mitts. Just a lot of baking stuff.
What are those other ones?
They're just like offshoots of Blue Apron.
So you have a bunch of different companies bringing you food.
Food, eating utensils.
I'm surprised they have a mittens and an oven mitts.
Yeah, one's British. You could guess which one's British.
So you order oven mitts?
No, that's the name of the company.
And you get like 10 meals a day from different places, is that right?
Yeah, Red Mittens gives me three, that's the British one. They give me three meals a day. Sorry, they're the ones that give me three meals a day. All the other two give me 10 meals a day, so I'm eating a lot.
Is it all like, does Red Mittens just send you like classic British pub food.
Mm-hmm.
Fish and chips.
Bangers and mash.
Various sheep stomach meals.
Blood. Gravy.
So much sheep meat and
gravy boat.
Gravy cups, gravy. Mm-hmm. They gave me a barrel of gravy once.
Meat blood pies. Biscuits.
Blood biscuits, a bunch of teas.
Various puddings.
Figgy pudding.
That falls into the various puddings category.
It needed its own shout out.
Okay.
Are you a foodie, Anastasia?
I am such a foodie. It's crazy. Yeah.
What is your most recent culinary accomplishment?
Well, I've never cooked for myself, actually. I always eat out.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I love going to the new restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a place by my house that's only mac and cheese, and then there's another place that's only waffles, and then there's another place that's only corn on the cob.
So do you not own any, like, frying pans or plates or anything?
No. Not at all. No. My kitchen is purely ornamental.
Wow. You know what? I was just in Anastasia's kitchen this weekend. True story. And I didn't want to say anything because it's weird, but it looked like you had just taken pieces of paper and drawn plates on them and put them into your cabinet.
Yeah. It's a lot like Toontown, my kitchen.
Oh. Toontown's great.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, I like waking up and just going in there.
When
this
I needed
Mickey's
one,
Toontown
I,
you guys were talking about?
I mean, when I needed a plate, I went in the cabinet and there just pulled out a piece of paper.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just a cartoon drawing of a plate.
So I had to hold it in my hands.
Yeah. It was it was peas too,
were
right?
Were we eating peas and bangers and mash and figgy pudding?
Yeah, mashed potatoes, peas.
So I had nothing to eat it out of, so I had a bowl's worth of peas in my hands.
It's fun, though. You feel like a little piggy or something.
Yeah, I guess, but seems like you should have at least like one or two plates in your entire home.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get a plate someday, I think, you know, when I'm like adult.
Yeah, well, let me tell you never really feel it, you know?
It's Tuesday, July 15th, 2015 at about 7:39 in the p.m., and we're going to get into the things that are trending out in the world. We're going to take some advice questions and ask a gotta. July is going to do some funny pages. There may be a game later.
Ooh.
And we'll wrap everything up with a signature hoedown.
Thanks for giving a full outline right at the top of the show.
People don't know what they're getting.
It's like a table of contents.
Yeah,
it is. And, you know, like, I want people who aren't going to be into those things to just cut and run now while they have the chance.
But you don't want someone to be like, game, that sounds dumb, bye, and then leave.
We've already gotten the download, so it's no skin on a far back if they keep listening till the end.
Okay, that's a good point. I don't care if they actually hear it, just if we have the numbers.
We just need those numbers.
Yeah.
That's what's important in this biz, you guys.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Every person that listens to this, I don't want to pull the curtain too far forward, but we get $800 per listen. So we just try to ramp up those numbers.
Okay, I got it. You're pulling the curtain a little too far. We like it nice and dark and trendy house.
Kind of damp, too.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like...
I don't want the light from Hollyweird to be coming in and seeping and making it weird vibey.
Why did we get this house right next to the Hollywood sign?
It was on sale.
For $8 million.
The Beatles lived here. It's so much history is here.
No one wanted to live here.
Nobody wanted to live here because the last person who lived here was...
A ghost?
A ghost. The ghost of...
John Lennon?
John Lennon, yes.
Oh, shit. Is he still here?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's... every now and then you'll hear him say... Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono?
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. He's back again.
Hello.
Get out of here. We're recording.
This is fascinating. He's like a pop or rock legend. I mean, we really gotta.
Honestly, he's kind of a dick.
Yeah, Anastasia, I understand it could be fascinating to you, but we live with the guy and.
Yeah, in this living situation, I just want to say I'm not.
Did
happy
anybody
about
drink
it.
My milk? Okay. I don't appreciate you drinking my milk. I clearly labeled it with a self-portrait of myself.
Why is a grown man drinking milk?
I thought that was a drawing of a giraffe.
No, it had my signature glasses and long hair. Couldn't you tell it was me, John Lennon?
You drew the neck a little too long, so I think that's why I got it. Thought it was a giraffe. And I thought it was, like, illegible writing, so I gotta be honest, I drank some of the milk.
Well, nobody eat the shipment I have coming in from Red Mittens later.
What'd you order?
Wait a minute, you have Red Mittens, too?
I do have Red Mittens. It's how I get my food from back home in Liverpool.
How much is that delivery fee?
Very nominal.
Are you a foodie?
I got to say, I am a bit of a foodie. I do enjoy...
A shepherd's pie
from time to time. Just like Julium used to make it.
Julia,
my... Me mum,
yeah.
All right, get out of here. Go back to sleep, John Lennon. Ghost.
You're really hitting him with a broom, which is weird because he's a ghost.
Well, as you know, ghosts hate being clean. They love living in dark shadows and
God, I need to get my
dirtiness.
Own place. This is bullshit.
Well, imagine the chore wheel. That I'm going to make.
Oh my God.
I hate
Goodbye,
your stupid chore
you.
Wheels. Putting on your ghost powder is not a chore.
All right, go back into the pantry. Oh, wait, we have to open up the pantry because Robolore Hall's in there.
Oh, yeah, one sec.
Should have rolled her out.
Excuse me. Okay, Robolore Hall is here.
Lion Robolore Hall.
Hi, Robolore Hall. Robolore Hall, for new listeners, is our robot. She's the robotic version of Laura Hall, the pianist from Whose Line Is It Anyway, and she's here to do various, what is it?
Steal the show.
Yeah, she's here to steal the show. She does the stuff we don't like doing. Announcing stuff, live reads.
Directions.
Directions.
When we're maybe driving.
Yeah, she gives
movie.
Us directions on our GPS.
Having sex with Ghost John Lennon.
What?
Have you been having sex with Ghost John Lennon?
Is that what you're doing in the closet?
Yes.
How does he... Do it.
Yeah, do you even have a
And
place?
Wouldn't you just go right through him?
Ew.
He goes inside me.
Gross.
So other way around.
I think she was trying to say duh, but she said do.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's so stupid.
I mean, he is supposed to be like an amazing lover or whatever.
Oh. So in ghost form?
He's Oka.
He's okay.
He's okay.
Why don't we get a robot that knows how to say words?
Seems like she has a speech impediment.
She sucks at her one job.
It's almost like she's spelling the words wrong as she's like typing them into her internal speech
could
terminal.
Be. We'll never know.
Yeah, there's no way to know for sure.
So Robolore Hall is going to read the questions for our first segment. It's called Ask a Gotta.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask a Gotta may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta. Board certified addiction medicine.
Ask Gotta is a segment that we do every week. It's a board certified. Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience. And it is the segment where listeners send in questions on our website, twb.cool/ask, or they leave us voicemails. That could theoretically happen someday.
I hope it does.
At 432-AGOTTA-HIGH. And she'll take a question about literally anything in the world. Oh,
we had a voicemail one before, right?
It's been a while.
It's been a while, but yeah, that would be great. Yeah, I'm here to answer. Gabe wrote a nice list of things that I love that's on our website.
Yeah, if you need like some...
If you just want to talk to me and you're like, shit, what do I talk about?
Yeah.
Those are all things that matter to me, like dogs. What else is on there? Breakfast tacos.
Breakfast tacos.
One Direction.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, the basics.
Sadness.
Sadness, yeah. Boys.
Case in point, we have a question here. Robolarha, will you read it?
This is from Mickey Lover to Lady. Hey, Agata, have you heard of Club 33 at Disneyland? How do I get in? Thanks.
Ooh, Club 33.
I think that name was Mickey Lover Till I Die.
Yeah, her programming said it weird.
So does that mean that after death, she lets go of her Disney affiliation?
He or she.
I guess a girl could like Mickey too. That totally makes sense.
Till he or she dies, yes.
Yeah, and then what? What about the afterlife?
Goofy. They move on to Goofy. That's like the chain of command, right? Who's funnier? Who's the funniest?
Yeah. Okay, so this question is asking about, if you're not familiar, at Disneyland, there's a club in the New Orleans Square, which is a private club for people who spend a fuck ton of money to get in there. It's the only place in Disneyland that you can buy alcohol. And I am a huge Disneyland fan. I have an annual pass. I go whenever I can. And I've always wanted to get into this club. So this is kind of the perfect question because I want to know the answer too. So can someone call in and tell me how to get into this club?
Is it? We know this club exists. It's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There's like tours of it on YouTube. I've seen them.
Okay. Because I remember when I was a kid and it always felt like a, you know, myth or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember one time, the only time I went to Disneyland as an adult, really, I was in that restaurant inside Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Blue Bayou, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was like, we should get a bottle of wine. And out of nowhere, a waiter like came up like in between us and was like, Disneyland is a dry land. And then spirited away. Like he... Seriously, like, I don't
Disney
even know.
Disney spirited away.
I don't know even how he heard us, because it was really...
They have cameras everywhere.
It was crazy. And
do you think it was it Jiminy Cricket?
It was. He was a little cricket.
Was he wearing pants?
No. He just had a suit, like, tails, you know?
So... I mean, you said he was a waiter, so this guy's like serving you, or just
he
like...
had a tiny plate of food.
Oh, okay.
It was one of those bread bowls with the clam chowder or whatever in it.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't. Did you get that?
No.
Yeah, you live in San Francisco. That's like get that every weekend.
It's a dime a dozen.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Can I ask?
She also doesn't eat meat.
Right, that too. We just could eat the bowl.
Nibble around the
suit. The very outside perimeter of the bread
bowl. Then it would be so structurally unsound.
Yeah. It would just explode all over you.
Gross.
Let's get a bread bowl. I'm hungry.
Can I ask a question about Club 33?
Yes.
You say you've seen videos of it on the internet.
Yeah.
Does it seem fun? It doesn't seem like it'd be fun.
It doesn't look fun. It looks
so
like...
So why do you want to go that badly?
Because that's the thing. They've made it into such an exclusive thing. You can't go unless you spend like thousands of dollars, literally thousands of dollars to be a part of the club, or you're like a guest of someone important or like famous or something. But I was really disappointed by the videos because I thought it was going to be something like really beautiful and magical. But it's basically just a like New Orleans themed like... They told a story about how Walt went to New Orleans to buy all the furniture and stuff, but it's not. It just looks like a.
I mean,
place for like old white people to hang out
and have orgies. Yeah.
Yeah, drink some tea and have orgies.
That's what's happening in there, right?
Get their e-meters read.
Mm-hmm. There's a sex dungeon in there, right?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't show that in the video because I think parents would freak out. But it was heavily implied. The host of the show kept winking.
Sure. That's always code for orgies are happening around us.
Yeah. And he'd be like, they come in here and they have dinner at these tables and they have a drink at the bar and then wink.
Uh-huh.
Other stuff.
And the guy had a real sloppy wink, right?
Yeah. A real
sloppy, wet wink.
Sloppy, and it sounded like, wet. No!
I cut his mic.
Great. I hate that noise so much. Yeah. But it was implied, basically. So my answer was a question, how do I get in?
Yeah.
I honestly
Spend
don't know.
Spend money, it sounds like.
You either... Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's good. Maybe try to go that route. Sell an idea to Shark Tank.
Oh.
Take that money.
Shark Tank is an ABC show, so it's already owned by Disney.
Great. So you're just... snake eating its own tail, you know.
Is there someone you can give an HJ to and just Mickey?
I mean, probably whoever
Mickey HJs till I die.
This is a Mickey lover. I feel like
we already have an episode.
He or she would do anything, right?
Oh, that feels good.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
no.
Hey, let me get in on that action, Mickey.
John Lennon.
Remind me, who are you?
Oh, John Lennon came out of the pantry.
Oh, that's right.
Me and Mickey love sharing women.
Wow. Well, it's a great chat.
It seems like you guys had wildly different expertise.
Hey, get back in the pantry.
Well, you guys are really taking over my segment. Although I guess I did already answer. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know the answer. So
yeah, I wish I did. And if anyone knows a secret, please get at me. But not if it costs a bunch of money, because I don't have any money. But
it's hard to fault you for your advice in this situation because you don't know the answer. I do feel that we kind of did oversell how much of an expert you are in all subjects right before we got the question that you didn't know the answer to.
What? What are you talking about? I know stuff. Gabe, I fucking know stuff.
Okay, well, you know, refer to the list on our website for things that are...
Ask about anything you want. You don't have to refer to that list.
What's you go to Disney quite a bit.
Yeah.
What is the best thing and what's the worst thing about Disney? Disneyland.
Best thing...
Churros.
I'm not that into churros. Best thing, corn dogs. I love corn dogs. I think
nachos, the nachos there are good.
Yeah. I think it's mostly just a fun place to be. Even if you're not when you have a annual pass and when you go, you can just hang out and not be pressured to try to get on as many rides as possible. So that's nice because you can just go for 2 hours or whatever and just hang out. And it's a fun place to be because everyone is happy and they love their lives. And even though it's all fake, it feels cool for a second.
Goofy sour balls are good.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that's number two.
Okay. What's the worst thing then?
Worst thing? I mean, when it's crowded and can't go, and I can't go for 4 months. I'm blacked out right now. But it's so crazy there, I don't even want to.
And hot. Yeah. Walking around in that heat all day? No, thank you.
Forget about it.
Forget it.
Also, there's no alcohol in the park. That's
a dry. It is a dry land.
It's a dry land. But you can drink in California Adventure, which is next door.
They have loose morals in California Adventure.
Yeah.
What else can you get there? It's crazy.
Mickey HJs. If you have a question for Agata, again, twb.cool/ask or 432 Agata High. Do you have anything else to add to your segment? Do you want to put a cherry on it?
Um,
It's a simple yes or no. I mean, I don't know why you're sweating so much, Agata.
Move on.
What was that? What?
Move on.
You looked like you were, like, itching your neck. Horizontally.
Move it on.
Oh, baby. Wandy's Lewis Tomlinson is a dad-to-be.
Louis Tomlinson.
Oh, baby.
From One Direction.
Oh, baby.
So Anastasia and Agata just got back from a One Direction concert they went to together.
True story. We went to Santa Clara, California. We crashed on our friend Tim's couch. Actually, his air mattress. Catapulted us across the room.
I was going to say a dream come true, but it wasn't a dream come true. It was just like a really exciting surprise was that our seats had been removed replaced with a Honda Civic.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Which, of course, at first I just panicked. I was like, oh, shit, we just can't see the show. We got to leave, which is stupid, obviously.
And we were directed to a table where we got better seats, more amazing seats, super close to them. But for some reason, every security guard we talked to along the way had to joke around with us.
Yeah.
Oh.
And mess with our delicate hearts.
I mean, it's not the time to be making jokes, guys. Like,
no.
This one guy was like, I got bad news and I got good news. And I was like, what? And he was like, the good news is I don't have any bad news.
And then,
wait, what?
Wait a minute. So what? Seinfeld was there?
Yeah. Seinfeld was the security guard.
What the hell?
So the good news was that we got our seats upgraded and the bad news didn't exist. He was just fucking with us.
And then the second guy was like, so we're going to give you a refund. You're going to have to leave. And we both looked devastated, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'm just kidding. You're getting amazing seats. And then Agata goes, fuck yeah. I apologize for cursing.
You said fuck yeah.
I did. I was really.
Did you do a little air guitar?
No. I just immediately realized I was surrounded by children and should not be just screaming the words fuck yeah. But I was excited. I mean, I want to just shout out to that Honda Civic.
It really made our day.
You made our lives. Your ugly, very ugly car.
Whoa. These comments are from Agata.
No,
and Agata only.
It was a special.
I love you, Honda Civic. Sponsor the show.
It was like painted with all these like weird colors and it had all of their signatures were super big on it.
It essentially looked like the opening to Saved by the Bell. It had like triangles and squiggles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Dennis Haskins.
So Louis, one of the members who Gabe actually named his dog after him. So
I didn't name my dog after the guy in One Direction.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
yeah,
he looks like Louis Tomlinson.
They're very similar in stature and
they're both pregnant.
They're both. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so Louis's pregnant.
The news is that Louis's pregnant. Yeah.
Oh, so he did not impregnate someone.
No, he got pregnant by some girl that, I don't know, she's like a hairstylist or something. Huh. So he's going to be a dad. What do you guys think?
Who's this girl?
She's a rando, just someone he's banging.
I don't think her mom thinks she's just a rando.
Well, I mean, like.
Wait, her name's Rando? I'm trying to.
That's her last name.
Marlo
she is
Rando.
A rando from the Rando family.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are you guys upset about Louis being a father?
The funny thing is, we had a conversation driving back from Santa Clara to LA, where we pretty much said this was due from one of the boys who fuck a lot.
Right. Yeah. Like, it was obviously going to happen because they're rich and they're famous and they're young. So.
And we were like, they better be wrapping that shit up.
Yeah. And most of them are single. So we know that they're fucking, but are they fucking safely?
Well, it's like, you don't know, what STDs are going around, gotta be safe.
Right.
Double bag if you need to, I just think they're being real risque.
I agree. So, but also he's like, he's 23 years old. He's not like a baby anymore. So, I mean, my parents had both me and my brother by the time they were 23.
I think that's a little young, maybe.
It's not ideal.
But he's got the money, right? He can support a babe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A wee babe.
I think people are mostly, sad that he's, I mean, he's not with Harry, I guess.
Oh, right. Because are they the two that people ship?
Yes.
Well, they ship all of them, but that's the big one. Mm. That's what we talked about with, well, I guess, I don't know if we talked about that on air.
You talked about it with Darcy, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, I have to say, a lot of women are very rude to the women that One Direction dates or impregnates.
Or meets on the street. Like, anybody that comes into contact with them is just going to be ruined by this. These people who are just like, no, like, I'm mine.
Well, if you don't mind, I could speak to that.
Did you have experience with that exact
thing? I did. I don't know if you've heard a thing or two about me and my wife, Yoko. Oh, but she was not considered very popular among my fans.
Here we go.
She was... Anastasia here is nodding. She knows.
I know. And it's true that people were really mean to Yoko.
People are still mean to Yoko this day.
They were like, I don't know why he's into her. Like, that bitch is uggo. You know, people were saying mean stuff.
She's very... I love Yoko Ono, actually. She's very cool.
Hey, get in line.
But I'm also wondering, John, why aren't you with Yoko?
Yeah,
I mean, she's alive. She's doing well. She still looks good.
She's still touring.
I've got a few years until she's dead, too, and I figure... At that point, I'll be ready to spend eternity with her, but while she's still alive, I'll you know, give
you still
ourselves
fuck
some
around.
Space. Yeah.
Lots of pantries
Lots
with robots
of pantries
in
with robot pantry.
Wait, so
women.
Are you just being like a stereotypical won't commit kind of guy, even though you're a ghost?
That's fucked up. It's like you're trying to sow your wild oats,
yeah.
Even though your oats are dead.
Yeah. You don't have any oats left. John.
I'm not perfect. I'm a person, you know. What are you putting me on the spot for?
You don't have to cry about it. Get back in the pantry.
Get out of here. God, he's such a wuss.
Well, I can speak to very little else about One Direction. If you guys have something to add...
I have tons to add, but I mean, you might want to just tweet at me.
We could go on all day. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, though, lots of gyrating on that stage.
Yeah, it was beautiful. The concert was wonderful. We were less than 10 feet away from them at some point, which I don't know how we did that because our tickets weren't that expensive, and I guess we got upgraded, but, like, those ones that are by the stage cost $400.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And Agata was reaching out to cup anything in sight. She
yeah, was I was cupping I everywhere. Was touching everything I could reach.
You were, like, hoping that there would be a One Direction sack?
Or butt.
Or butt.
I would take either.
Yeah.
Grumpy Gorilla flips his middle finger at visitor trying to take his picture at Bristol Zoo.
Grumpy Gorilla. Let's start a band called Grumpy Gorilla.
We're the Grumpy Gorillas. Well, there's the Gorillas, right? That yes. cartoon band.
So but they have just, a Z.
Yeah, and we're a grumpy version of them.
Yeah.
It's a cover band.
It's a cover
band. But you're just real grumpy. Yeah.
They do that song, I'm happy, right? And then we'd say, I'm grumpy.
Yeah. I'm grumpy. I'm feeling bad.
We'd just be flipping off the audience the whole time.
This is pure gold. I think it should happen.
Yeah, this has got to happen. What days do you guys want to do band practice on?
Well, we can use all the old equipment the Beatles left here.
Oh, that's true.
I guess I'll play drums since I'm...
You're a bit of a Ringo.
I am a bit of a Ringo. I'm always right. about peace and love.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you're like the silly one.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say Agata is the Paul and Anastasia is the George because she's very mystical.
Oh, yes. I feel a connection with George.
Why am I Paul?
Because you're...
You're like the pop star.
You're like the pop star. Mm-hmm. Right.
And you love doing duets with Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm. And Michael Jackson.
And Michael Jackson.
And Michael Jackson.
You guys are listing all my main accomplishments.
You're also dead.
Oh, yeah.
Some people think you're dead.
That's right.
You also keep a baby in your jacket. That's a deep cut for the fans.
You also need a temporary secretary.
I feel like you guys are just throwing stuff at me, and I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I'm so sorry, Uncle Albert.
Gabe, this...
Keep it up coming.
Gabe, this isn't a therapy session. We're not here to talk about your uncle.
You
so that makes you John.
Yeah. Oh,
so you're
yeah,
saying
yeah,
you're John.
I'm John. Yeah, I'm definitely John.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
So you're the cool artsy one that everyone is in love with.
Yeah, this makes sense because you're always chatting it up with the ghost whenever he shows up.
Right. It's true. I'm the John.
Wow.
So this gorilla.
This gorilla flipped off someone taking a picture of him, huh? Because he wasn't having it.
How does he know? I mean, it's like
it wasn't
it's his
Coco,
parents'
right?
fault, right? That he even knows that kind of sign language.
You think it was the parents who taught?
I think so.
Hmm. You know what I think it was? Video games.
Oh, video games. That's true.
Oh, yeah, because so, Donkey Kong used to always flip people up.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. At
so
the end
lewd.
Of each level.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his victory dance.
And who, what gorilla in the world doesn't want to be like Donkey Kong?
That's true. He's like the coolest one.
Yeah,
well,
so...
That's their god, right? They learn about Donkey Kong when they're growing up.
Right.
Saturday school.
Soon we're not even going to be able to keep a gorilla at the zoo.
It's going to just start throwing barrels at people.
Throwing barrels, and we'll all have to jump over them.
They also are not going to let any gorillas grow their hair out and get pigtails because they might fly away.
Exactly. Yeah.
The thing about this gorilla, too, is it's not just the finger. He's making a face like go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
like
he knows. Picture. He knows what he's doing.
It's a really beautiful picture. We should put that on Twitter, actually.
He's like, okay. Like he just, he's like mean mugging, but also like he's chewing on something, maybe.
Like he looks like he knows he's cool, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like kind of smirking a little bit.
He looks like a guy that got caught behind a like really slow car that cut in front of him and just won't turn, and he's just getting angrier and angrier.
Yeah, sort of like Donkey Kong in Mario Kart.
Oh yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would always do that too, flip people off. Mario and Luigi and Waluigi and.
I don't know why my parents let me play this game. It's very. Rude.
Yeah, it is pretty rude.
Rude.
I wouldn't want to play a match of tennis against Donkey Kong in one of those sports offshoot games.
Yeah, no, he throws his shit at you if he wins.
And you think it's a ball, so you go to hit it with your racket.
Yeah, and then you get a shitty racket.
Yeah.
And then you have to start all over from the beginning of the game.
Well, it's fucked up.
You have to get through all the ping pong levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool gorilla. Have you guys ever seen Coco, the gorilla that knows sign language?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a documentary about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She in the documentary, she does this, right?
July, for the listening audience, July is doing the penis
motion.
And vagina sex motion.
The sex finger?
The sex finger.
Yeah, one where you pretend your pointer finger is a penis, and then you make a hole.
He makes a hole with the other finger, which is meant to indicate a vagina or a butt.
Or it could be a butt.
It's weird because that hole's so big. And your pointer finger goes through it without touching any sides of the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could also be a mouth, guys.
Oh, that's
true. That's true. Good point.
So what, gorillas fuck? What are we talking
about? No, Coco. Coco, okay. She communicates with... sign language.
Oh, okay.
And she did this once in the documentary. Mm. You got to pause it at 24 minutes.
So they don't actually talk about it. You just see, it's like an Easter egg, kind of. You got to look for it.
Yeah, one of the other people in the documentary are talking about Coco, and in the background, Coco's just like practicing, and then she does this.
So does anybody talk to her, like try to figure out what's going on, or...
Yeah, well, I've seen the documentary years ago, so I have a vague memory of it. But yeah, it's she's a very intelligent gorilla.
But she's also a sexual gorilla.
Yeah. Right, she's real horny.
Yeah, she would have a good time with this guy.
Yeah.
We should start a band called The Sexual Gorillas. And we could do that song, I'm horny, I'm feeling glad.
That would be a hit.
Are you crafting that joke since the first one? No.
July's Funny Pages.
So July's Funny Pages is a segment that we do every damn week on the show where July gets the little newspaper out of his little knapsack and he opens it up and he reads the tiny comics with his big old magnifying glass.
That's a really little knapsack.
It's so small.
It's like a Barbie knapsack.
Didn't you say you've been trying to downgrade all your possessions?
Yeah, because I used to get the Sunday comics and then read that for every week and it was hurting my back.
Yeah.
Because I wear a backpack.
Yeah, why don't you get a Rolly backpack?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I feel like Agata and Gabe aren't saying it, but you have a lot of newspapers stacked up.
It's true.
I mean, it's an alarming number. Am I right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What can I say? I love the written word.
Do you read them all?
Yes. Like, not the comics, though. I read everything else.
It's crazy because this help house is so beautiful. And that sunken living room is amazing. But there's a wall of newspapers around the site. It's like a fortress.
Yeah. It's my corner.
So do we have a comic this week?
Yes, we do.
Did something get sent in or is Anastasia going to choose this week's?
Yeah, Anastasia, do you have any? Well, first of all, what is... your history with comics. I can't remember if we spoke about this.
We did before. Talk about it, yeah.
Yeah, we might have talked about it. I was super into certain comics, you know, Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
I had so many Far Side books when I was a kid, quite a lot. And then Boondocks. I had a bunch of Boondocks.
Yeah. Very good. Political.
Yeah, it was good.
It's a big week for comics, actually, because Bloom County came back. Do you guys know this comic, Bloom County?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's been gone for 25 years or something, and now the creator has revived it.
That's the one with the little penguin?
Yeah, something like that.
And there was a
puffin.
There was a great movie, actually, a Bloom County movie that I remember, and he had an albatross.
An extremely
friend.
Bloom County movie.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Maybe we should read one of those at Bloom County.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Sure.
Okay. Bloom County.
By?
Berkeley. Breathe? Breath? How do you pronounce that? Breathe?
That sounds like a hippie name to
That's
me.
That's not a name.
It's spelled like breathed, but I've never heard it said out loud, so it could be breathed or something like that.
So why'd you make him say? You wanted to say what you wanted to hear.
Berkeley breathed.
Okay, Berkeley breathed. Berkeley breathed. We have four panels. The first panel, we're in a doorway. The titular Bloom County, is that the penguin's name?
No.
Or is that
no,
the place?
I think his name's Opus. Is
okay,
that right?
Opus, the penguin.
I could be wrong. I don't know anything about this comic.
He's looking out the doorway. It looks like a nice day. Maybe it's summertime. He says, "Lil' old Ronald Ans.
What?
In Outland.
What did you say?
Were those words?
Apologies, this is a very tiny comic.
You can hit Command Plus to zoom in if you like.
On a newspaper?
Yes,
on a newspaper. What?
What newspaper are you looking
at? What are you talking about?
Okay, hold on, let me look at the...
Gabe forgot he wasn't at work right now.
Let me look at the bottom of the newspaper for... What did you say, Command?
Plus.
Command Plus.
It's not a real thing. It's a newspaper.
Oh, here it is.
What? No, it's not. Your keyboard is disgusting.
Keyboard? This is a newspaper.
Well, that is very futuristic.
Okay, Opus says, Lil Ol Ronald Ans in Outland.
Ans, A-N-S?
I don't know what you're saying.
A-N-A-N-N-S.
Okay, A-N-N-S?
Okay.
So he's saying Lil Ol, like tiny Lil.
Ronald Ans.
Ol, Ronald Ann is someone's name.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's saying they're in the location of Outland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was
what language
that was
is this?
That was a sentence requiring a lot of explanation.
Why? It's making me mad. Why did he talk like
you
that?
You know what? I think it'll make sense.
Is he
Can
Southern?
You say it again?
Is he Southern?
One more time.
Lil Ol Ronald Ans in Outland.
Okay. Lil Ol Ronald Ans in Outland.
I got it.
Got it.
Got it. Good. Second panel. Now we're looking sort of the perspective is the front of Opus. Now we're outside, but he's still at the doorway. This is what he says. With ice cream, trees, and lilac mountains, and strange and weird. Okay, so he's like in the middle of a couple sentences.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say he's in the middle of a psychedelic trip.
That could be true as well.
Okay,
and just to recap, he's at a doorway. He's looking outside. The first panel is the perspective of, like, over the shoulder, looking out. Second panel is looking at his body as he's looking out to possibly Outland.
What does Outland mean?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Could be a reference that we would know if we were diehard fans.
Mm.
Okay, so this is both first and second panel. Lil Ol Ronald Ans in Outland with ice cream trees and lilac mountains and strange and weird. Third panel. He shuts the door. There's like a classic trash can that is the kind of trash can that Oscar the Grouch lives in.
Mm-hmm.
Right behind the door. So he just has this trash can in his living room, I guess. Just something to point out from the location where he is. Don't know if it has anything to do with the story or not. Maybe the trash can has been used in previous comics or has been addressed in previous comics. Who knows?
Maybe it's a character.
It could be Oscar the Grouch sleeping. So he slams the door, but instead of saying slam, it says click. So I'm guessing he's locking the door as well. And he says, but then I'm giving it away. You guys want to guess what the last panel is?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Giving it away makes me think that he's going to have sex because his, you know, mom's like, don't give it away. You should get married first, you know. Don't give it away for free.
Unless his mom is Anthony Kiedis.
Right, then she's like, give it away.
Yeah, now.
Oh, that is, yes.
So I think the last panel is going to be they're at the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert.
Okay. You want to guess what he's saying at the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert? I'll give you a hint. It rhymes.
Oh, Californication.
Yeah. Great rhyme.
Okay. Final panel.
Ronald McDonald. That's my guess.
I can't think of anything that rhymes. Move on.
What?
Move on.
Huh?
Move you on. Are sweating so much right now. God.
I can't hear what
Move
you're saying.
On.
Oh. Final panel. Even though he closed the door in the last panel, he's somehow outside. Looks like he's in a big city now, possibly Outland.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, he's walking, and he says, another day, another segue.
Is he riding a segue?
No.
You thought we would guess that?
Is it S-E-G-U-E segue? Or S-E-G-W-A-Y?
Hold on, let me...
Zoom in.
Zoom in, control. What is it, plus?
There's no buttons on there. Why does it sound so gross?
What, is your newspaper wet?
Yeah, all of his newspapers are wet all the time.
They're covered in vanilla pudding. That July, is, that's fucking gross.
It's pretty gross.
Shout out to Red Mittens for the pudding.
The snack packs, there's snack packs everywhere.
The various puddings includes vanilla pudding.
Yeah, they're not very inventive with flavors.
It's S-E-G-U-E.
Okay.
So this makes me think that there's a great panel that came before this panel. And there's going to be a great panel the next day or week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got a dud.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also feels like Opus lives a very sad life.
Do comic writers get paid just like no matter how shitty it is?
Well, this one is a cult classic, right?
Yeah,
it's got a huge fan base.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did, sorry.
For
I
a
mean,
comic.
No. Their fan base is massive. It's really? Crazy. It's like, it's bigger than One Direction's, I think.
Oh, no way.
Whenever Opus is with a lady, those fans are so mean to that lady. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm prettier than her.
Yeah. He has a pretty big beak.
He got me pregnant instead.
He has a pretty big beak.
July beak.
I'm just telling you.
This is a family.
I'm just telling you what he's working with. He has pretty big feet too.
Okay.
I made a game. It's called Tweety Little Liars.
Whee.
And it's where there are tweets Yay. Online from Larry King. All Larry King tweets, except in the three Larry King tweets, one of the tweets might be a Tweety Little Liar.
So this is a game where you choose if it's Larry King or Gabe.
Is it Larry King or did I try to write a Larry King tweet myself?
No, these are all things that you believe personally.
This is like your... It wasn't hard for you to speak in Larry King's voice because it's essentially your voice.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it could relate to his tweets. Mm-hmm. And I can feel... We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I don't want to speak too soon because maybe you guys will know which ones are mine. Which ones are the Tweety Little Liars?
Coming up this week on Tweety Little Liars.
Anastasia, since you are our guest, you get to choose the category for our first tweet. First person to get you have to leave very soon?
Yeah, pretty soon.
Okay, like first person to two wins, unless it takes too quick, and then it's three. do you want Hey You, Clothing, or I Don't?
Clothing.
Okay. Is this first tweet a Tweety Little Liar? Nothing beats the comfort of jeans. Okay. Second tweet. Are they called Bermuda shorts because you just throw them in the laundry and never see them again? I put an extra just in there. Let me read it again. Are they called Bermuda shorts because you throw them in the laundry and never see them again?
That's definitely Larry King.
And then the third one. It seems to me women don't wear ankle bracelets anymore.
That is definitely Larry King.
Anastasia, do you think any of those is a tweety little liar?
What was the first one?
The comfort of jeans.
Nothing beats the comfort of jeans.
I'm going to say that's the tweety little liar.
Okay. I'm going to put a little A for Anastasia. July?
There's
yeah.
Another A already.
I'm going to say the jeans one is a tweety little liar.
Okay.
Please put an A for me.
You can't be A too.
Going to put an A for July?
Yep.
July.
Agata.
I'm going to go with the last one, the ankle bracelets.
Okay, I'll put in a G for, because that's the second letter.
No.
There's too many A's already.
No, I want to be the A.
It's for gotta.
It's for gotta.
Gaga.
Everybody is wrong.
What?
The Bermuda shorts tweet was me.
You're so clever.
That's your tweet.
That's definitely something he would say.
And that's something I've heard you say casually.
Okay, so nobody's on the board. Shit. We're playing to two, probably.
That was surprising, because you said that earlier today we should have gotten it.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, July, you would get to choose the next category. Would you like strong opinions,
okay,
memories and observations,
mm-hmm,
or great story?
Great story.
Okay. Which one of these is the tweety little liar? Is it? While I wait for the family to come home from Utah, I'm heading to dinner. Or, I refuse to choose a favorite color. Always have. Or, I'm someone who doesn't like hot weather or cold weather. July?
I'm going to go with hot weather, cold weather.
Okay, I'll put an A down.
Thank you.
Agata?
I choose the same one.
Okay, G.
No, it's A. I'm A.
I'm going to say Utah is the liar.
Everybody is wrong.
What?
I refuse to choose a favorite color. What? Always have. Fuck. Is me.
What? Gabe, you're doing too good of a job. Jeez.
We should have known this. You just said that.
Yeah, you said that before we started recording.
You always say that. That's your thing.
Wow. Wow. We have no winner in this game so far. Agata, would you like to choose the next category?
I guess.
Okay, would you like Really Larry or Food Questions or Cool Whip?
Don't choose that one.
Don't tell me to choose.
Choose that one.
Choose I don't whisper when you're when it's your turn.
Alright, move on then.
Can't think straight.
Do you need to hear the categories again? Really Larry? Or Food Questions, or Cool Whip.
Okay, Cool Whip.
Okay.
Good choice.
Shut up.
All right. One of these is a tweety little liar. Is it? Cool Whip on berries is a great summer treat. Or, I bet you didn't know that at Cool Whip has low sugar and no carbs. Or, I love hashtag Cool Whip on a Belgian waffle.
He said two of those.
He really likes Cool Whip. Not even real whipped cream.
He said two of those.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Hmm. Okay,
Which of these Cool Whip tweets did Larry King not write? Do you want to hear them again?
I do.
Yeah.
Cool Whip on berries. Just the word Cool Whip on berries is a great summer treat. Or, I bet you didn't know that at Cool Whip has low sugar and no carbs, or I love hashtag Cool Whip on a Belgian waffle.
I'm going to choose the first one.
Okay. Jesus.
No, I'm eight.
Anastasia?
I'm going to say hashtag Cool Whip.
Okay, an A for Anastasia.
No, she's N.
July.
Okay, I'm going to say hashtag. Okay. And please put a G for me.
G for July. July and Anastasia are both correct.
Yes.
Hashtag Cool Whip was my invention. So they're both on the board with one. Agata is
yeah, I
G.
figured because if
oh, wait, I'm going to change, because since you're G now, I'm going to change Agata's to G2.
No, okay, good.
No! I'm not G2.
I figured that since he knew what the at Cool Whip Twitter account was, he wouldn't hashtag it.
Yeah, but he didn't add it in the first one, which I thought was really interesting.
Which, yeah, I think it was a timeline thing.
That he must have discovered that later and thought, you know what? I'm going to try and get some free Cool Whip.
Yes.
Okay.
Or is he under Cool Whip's thumb?
Yeah, why is he writing promotional tweets for Cool Whip?
Maybe he has a thing with Cool Whip, like a promotional tweet thing.
I don't know. All I saw was two Cool Whip tweets, and I knew it was a category.
That's too many Cool Whip tweets. Even one, I think, is too many. Cool Whip sucks.
Doesn't he have...
Whoa.
Cool Whip sucks, it's true.
We were just talking, Agata, about how easy it is to make your own whipped cream.
Whoa. Cool Whip. I love you guys.
Hashtag Cool Whip.
Cool Whip just tastes like shortening. Like you can taste that in your mouth.
It's chemically.
It's disgusting. Mm. Mm.
Larry King disagrees.
He's a big
fan. Says he says it has low sugar and no carbs, which I don't think is possible.
Yeah, those are two like contradicting things.
That's the tweet that makes me think he's getting paid money from Big Cool Whip.
Right.
Well, I get a lot of Cool Whip from Red Mittens, and I think it's great and delicious.
To put on your spotted dick, which is an English food.
Yeah,
and also what July has.
I rub it all over my spotted dick in the morning, and then I have a great day.
You rub it for luck,
or for health reasons?
Let's go with luck.
All right, we don't have a winner yet, so let's get through it.
I think I might have to leave after this game, though.
Okay, Anastasia, Hey You is category one. I Don't is category two, and Strong Opinions is category three.
Strong Opinions.
Okay. Which one of these is a tweety little liar? Dun, 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 dun. If you're going hang gliding, count me out. That's one. I never liked the name Gretchen. There's almost nothing worse than hitting your funny bone.
These are really strong opinions.
Those are the three tweets. One of them is a tweety little liar. Anastasia?
He doesn't like hang gliding. That's what I'm going to go with.
Okay.
That's the first one, right?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll put an A for Anastasia.
No, she's not A.
July?
What was the third one?
There's almost nothing worse than hitting your funny bone, which leads me to think that Larry King's led a pretty charmed life.
But there's almost, so I wonder what that worst thing is.
Yeah.
Stepping on a Lego.
Let's go with funny bone, and funny I want to be G2 now.
Okay. All right.
You can please take G2. Can I hear them again, please?
If you're going hang gliding, count me out is one. Two, I never liked the name Gretchen. Three, there's almost nothing worse than hitting your funny bone.
I'm going to go with the first one.
Oh, jeez Louise, this game is never going to end. It's the Gretchen one.
I really wanted that one to be true.
Gib, stop being so good at being Larry King.
I really could see him saying that. Like, mm-hmm. I pictured the words coming out of his mouth.
Okay, speed round to get through it for Agata's sake.
Can I just surrender?
I suppose. If you've got to go, you can surrender.
All right, let's finish this game.
Okay.
But it seems like it's never going to end.
July, mm-hmm. would you like memories and observations or great story again or food questions?
Food questions.
Okay.
It's always whatever's third.
Which one of these is a Tweety Little Liar? Is it? Why is Barks Root Beer spelled with a Q?
That one.
Or, why would I want my butter to come from Orlando Lakes?
That one.
Or, I know there's an American cheese, but is there Canadian cheese?
Oh, shit.
Orlando Lakes. Final answer.
What was the last one again?
I know there's American cheese, but is there Canadian cheese?
That one.
Okay. G2 says that one.
Yes.
A says the first one.
Oh, no, I said Lando Lakes.
Okay. Yeah,
she said something.
Anastasia
else.
Says Lando no. Lakes. G1, what do you say?
I'm not G1. What the fuck, Gabe?
Well, July wanted G2, so you got promoted back to G1.
This is my fucking show, Gabe. We're going to talk about this off the mic.
Okay,
so A.
Anastasia, yes.
I said Land of Lakes.
I'm having a really hard time right now. Okay, I've had a very emotional week, guys.
Oh, calm down, G1, please.
It's not my fucking name.
We're trying to get through this as quick as we can so G1 can get out of here. And please, G1.
I've had a hard week.
All right, G1. G0 over here. As a G Louise.
Louise pregnant.
Agata, do you have a guess?
The first one.
Why is Barks Root Beer spelled with a Q? No, I'm sorry. It was the Lando Lakes, which makes Anastasia the winner.
I'm always resentful of the winners, just FYI.
Oh, no.
If it's not me, I...
Are you going to slash my tires?
I already did.
You pre-slashed?
I thought you might beat me.
What if you had won?
I was willing to take that risk. I was going to go out and tape them up.
Oh, that would have been nice of you.
I'll give you some tape. As you
oh,
leave,
thank so. You.
Agata has left, as you can hear. Chunk. And so now we're at the part of the show where we do our signature hoedown segment, and we've got 12% worth of battery on my computer to complete it. So, Robolore Hall, let's bring you back out. Robolore Hall likes to play the hoedown music for this segment.
Okay, hi.
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 Are you ready to do a hoedown, RLH?
I was fucking John Lennon.
Yeah.
We heard you were very loud in the pantry.
Sorry.
Do you have a particular subject you'd like to do a hoedown about, Robolore Hall?
Hold on, I'm cleaning my circuits.
Go. Why don't we do it about something that happened today that we didn't even cover in Trends, which is Amazon Prime Day. Should we do that?
What is Amazon Prime Day?
Let's not do that.
Gorillas.
Okay.
Gorillas.
Perfect. Okay. Gorillas. So we're going to do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown. Let's be very clear on the distinction there. we're not saying this is Whose Line Is It Anyway. This is a hoedown in the style of Whose Line Is It Anyway? About gorillas.
Yes.
Well, I live in the LA Zoo. I sleep from day to night. All the time I'm pointing my middle finger at everybody who passes by, because I don't give no fucks, I'm a gorilla.
I'm happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag have you slept, but not for long, my future. It's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. It's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
I went to the zoo to see a gorilla. I went all the way to Manila. The zoo in Manila is really great if you want to see gorillas masturbate.
That's great.
Uh-oh, John Lennon's out.
I don't want to have to wait to see a rude jester from a primate. A gorilla is really hard to gauge unless he speaks sign language.
Sign language.
I guess I made sure John Lennon didn't come out.
Good. We've heard enough of him.
He was like, music is my forte. I want to get in on this. But you were like, no, John. No.
I don't want you making us look bad, because you're a trained songwriter.
Plus, you know, he just isn't really... Hoedown's not his style, you know?
No. No, not at all. Our style... No, that segue is not going to work. but I think
He sings better in bed.
He sings better in bud.
And bud.
When he's laying down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming back on, Anastasia. For the second time, not the last time, hopefully.
Thank you. You'll come back. For inviting me again. I feel so honored to be a repeat.
You're in the stable, you know?
Oh, like, TWB canon?
Yeah. You know, you're like,
I'm a pretty TWP pony.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're the... We're bronies.
Yeah.
And we keep our stable of ponies coming back.
Oh, wow. That is a real honor. Yeah, and thank you so much.
You're our lilac, which I'm sure is a pony name.
I'm that's not as good as Star Shadow, but I'm thank you.
There we go.
Yes, thank you for coming on. Do you have anything to plug?
I don't really. You know what? You can listen to episode of Hollywood Handbook with me on it, which was super fun. And I'm only on it briefly, and I'm not even, you know, it's really Sean and Hayes who are the funny ones, but just go listen to it and become a fan of that show.
Yeah. I think it's great. It was awesome.
It was super fun. And you can follow me on Twitter at Anastasia Vigo, V-I-G-O.
Okay. On behalf of Agata, I'm going to plug Charleston Chews. I don't know. She always plugs something. July, do you have anything to plug?
Nah. And Roa Laura's still cleaning her circuit, so she doesn't have anything to plug.
Oh, okay. All right. So this is a plug light show. I don't have anything to plug either.
She's really dirty.
Ew, that is so gross, Roa Laura. I didn't even know that ghosts could do that. Not. It wasn't just a wisp of smoke that came out.
Jizz.
She's got to get defragged.
I was trying to keep it, you know, PG-13.
Is that what you mean?
That is what I mean, yes. That's what I was trying not to say.
Jizzum.
Oh, God.
All right, that's enough. Put her back in the pantry with the ghost.
The Robolore Hall would like to plug Jism.
Great. Plug that.
Yes. Thanks for listening. You can find all of our stuff on the internet. You're listening to us now, which means you know how to find stuff on the internet. So just keep on doing what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, yes. Shout out to Dave Matthews Band. Shout out to Andrew Clotworthy, who did our amazing theme song.
Yes.
It's so cool.
It's great.
It really legitimizes this show.
It really is a great theme song.
It is good. I've had it stuck in my head all week. It's very catchy. Mm-hmm. You can listen to it on SoundCloud. If you go to our SoundCloud page, I reposted it. So it's at soundcloud.com/trendswithbenefits. So give him your likes and hearts, whatever they do on SoundCloud.
Likes and hearts, yeah.
Likes and hearts. And we got to get... We'll send you a... he lives in Philly, so we'll send him a gift card for the Liberty Bell. So he can go see the Liberty Bell for free.
Perfect.
That's so sweet.
Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.
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 Why, 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 why.